one day.
Home of the dangly bits.
I apologize in advance for anything I say that may or may not offend you.
When are you not full of fluff?
You gotta give him hope.
One day you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. Oh, we're having a fun old time up in the studio. And beautiful days in Vancouver again. Oh my goodness. After that long, long couple of days with rain. But we're happy to enjoy the sun. Well, I'm here with you hanging out. Got lovely guests calling in again today. And it's going to be another good one. This weekend, I just took it easy. Relaxing, as you do in Vancouver. And I didn't really have any huge plans. I did get invited to go camping, then it was cancelled. So, not too much to report on there. But our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of London. The savage killings that just recently happened. I listened to London with Love over the weekend on Sunday, where lots of well-known talent performed and, paid tribute to the people who died in Manchester as well. The concert was a benefit to help all the injured and murdered people of that tragic day at Ariana Grande's performance. So, well, I can't really play any Ariana Grande or any people that were performing because they all already make a lot of money. So I'm going to play some cool people that are local and also LGBT. I've got Fortune Killers from Victoria up with Fool's Gold. Follow these guys. They've got some good stuff going. Here we go.
On a mission like the secret agent's wife. So ambiguous, like shadows in the night. Spend a lifetime digging, searching for the mind. What I'm looking for is buried by design. Find. Feed the hunger.
finally feast.
You can never. Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourages students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harbor Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. Oh, man, I got to get to that news. We got some cool news around Canada and around the world. I was just looking at, we don't really talk about Winnipeg too often on the show, but in Daily Extra, dated May 30th, 2017, Pride Winnipeg says police can march in this year's parade, just not in uniform. Inspector says Pride did a good job explaining why some community members might be stressed by seeing police in uniform. Pride Winnipeg says police are welcome to march in the parade on June 4th. Oh, wow, that's already passed in Winnipeg, but not in uniform. According to Pride Winnipeg statements, statement released May 26th, officers will be allowed to participate in the spirit of cooperation and inclusion, but will have to leave their uniforms and their police cars at work. Officers will, however, be allowed to wear police department t-shirts, carry a banner. The decision follows 6 days of closed surveys on SurveyMonkey and months of community consultation. Pride Winnipeg Vice President Daryl Nadeau says the consultations began after Pride season last year. The organization hosted a town hall in July 2016 to ask what Pride had done well and what needed to improve. It was well attended, he says, but lack of diversity. He asked, why won't people give diverse backgrounds, come give us feedback? He says, explaining that Black Lives Matter's protests of the 2016 Toronto Pride woke up Winnipeg's volunteer-run Pride Board and inspired self-reflection on the fact that of diversity on their own planning team. We spent the past year working really hard, listening and consulting with community groups and enhancing the voice of those who have been traditionally excluded, he says. Nadeau says, listening to community members led Pride Winnipeg to rethink who is currently sharing in the celebration and what marginalization still occurs and what democracy work remains. It also inspired this year's Pride theme, Resurgence Taking Back Space, and led to the recent online survey. According to the survey's results, members of some marginalized groups in the LGBT community, such as non-binary, two-spirit, indigenous, and trans people, had less positive experiences with police than respondents who identified as gay. Nearly one-third of the respondents said they wanted police to either be invisible in the parade or removed altogether, while another third said they would accept uniformed police, but only if the department made a firm commitment to improve its relationship with the community. More than 600 people filled out the survey. Based on the results, Nadeau says Pride decided to invite rather than exclude police with conditions. To improve the relationship between police and the LGBTQ community, our focus is to have dialogue with the police, he explains, not to exclude them from conversations, which some people have asked us to do. We are taking a stance that complete exclusion is not going to bring positive change. Winnipeg Police Inspector Gord Fizier says it was police who first reached out to Pride Winnipeg after Black Lives Matter led its sit-in in Toronto Pride last summer. Nadu agrees. Pride Winnipeg was undergoing community consultations on this issue and had not yet contacted police when they touched base with us. It's been a very collaborative and positive process, he says. Freisner says the dialogue has been unfolding since. We've been in conversation the last 10 months after Toronto, he says. I was really impressed that they took the step to reach out within the community to do the survey. Friesen believes the Winnipeg Police Force has a pretty good relationship with the community, but you can always do better. He says he and some officers are disappointed that they can't march in uniform this year, but they feel Pride Winnipeg has the right to choose. It's their event. We are their guests, he says. He says officers can feel uncomfortable without their uniforms because they take an oath to act when they see trouble, and the equipment on their belts can be useful in case of an incident. But the police at Pride, the people at Pride did a really good job explaining why, and it was a stress response for some people on seeing uniforms and firearms, Friesen says. I can draw a parallel with that. We have a diversity relations unit within our division, and we go out and speak to newcomer groups. He says people sometimes come from countries where the police aren't the same as here. They can be corrupt, they can be oppressive, they're not your friends, and so when the police come to your house, that's not a good day. When they come to Canada with that context, it's not as if you can just turn that off and say it's different here. The police are not corrupt. They're here to help and support, Friesen continues. Seeing a uniform or a firearm, those people don't have the ability to control how their bodies will respond. Friesen says officers often wear plain clothes when meeting more vulnerable people, and says the Pride decision seems to be founded on a similar principle. In February, Halifax police announced their intention to voluntarily withdraw from this year's Pride parade, and the Toronto police force soon followed suit to say it will respect Pride Toronto's decision to ban uniformed police from the parade. On May 18th, the Vancouver Pride Society announced that it will allow some uniformed police to march as part of a civic services entry this year. Pride Winnipeg runs from May 26th till June 4th. Oh, I hope some of you people caught Pride in Winnipeg. That's really exciting. They've already kicked theirs off. And I've got another piece of news here also. Well, this is jumping over to Toronto. Trans flag raised at Toronto Pride flag raising 2017. Pride is political, pride is intersectional, says city councillor. On a sunny afternoon, dozens of members, activists, journalists, and politicians gathered outside Toronto City Hall for the annual Pride flag raising. The mood was celebratory on May 31st, 2017, and the speeches all touched on themes of diversity and inclusion. The only sign that a diverse vote on defunding the Pride Festival had taken place only days before was a lone protester and a few veiled references to necessary conversations. We will come together this year and work through our differences, said City Councillor Christian Wong Tam. We will listen to each other, not just with our ears, but our open hearts. Unlike his predecessor, Mayor John Tory has showed up to every Pride flag raising. I'm not going to stand here and pretend that the work in addressing those issues is done, he said. But the one word that Tory didn't say, nor did any of the other speakers, was police. The controversy over the ban on uniformed police officers marching in the Pride Parade continues to be the backdrop against which many people are viewing this year's march, but no one was interested in dampening the mood by addressing it directly. Pride was a catalyst for conversation about belonging, with representation, about inclusion, and Alice Hall, co-chair of Pride Toronto's board, it's inviting discussion about our shared experiences and our differences. She said she considered last year's festival a success and noted that Pride has always jumped into talking about important issues like HIV and AIDS, the AIDS epidemic, and same-sex marriage. The implication was that anti-black racist and police violence were issues of similar urgency, though she never said it outright. Two of the councillors who voted last week to defund Pride Toronto, Justin D. Cieno and Gary Crawford, came to the event itself, along with 11 who voted to maintain funding. But John Campbell, the Ethiacoke councillor who brought forward the motion, was nowhere to be found. The trans flag was raised along with the rainbow flag on the same pole, a symbolic gesture indicating the importance of trans rights. We raise both flags today, recognizing that there are members of our community who continue to struggle for recognition and for acceptance, Hall said. But the one message that all the speakers had was that Pride is political. Tory acknowledged that Pride's political roots still exist, even if most people experience the festival as more of a celebration. We will march in the Trans March, the Dyke March, and the Pride March because Pride is political, Pride is intersectional, Wan Tam said. Our marches and parades remind us that Pride is and continues to be a political movement, Hall said. And I think, if I remember correctly, today is LA's Pride March. And they're, instead of doing a Pride parade, it is a Pride March. So, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. You've been listening to some Canadian LGBT news that's going on. I did make a mention about the cool United States, our lovely neighbors. I think I'm going to play a little music now. I've got Diana Boss, Give Me Life, featuring Quanah Style. Let me get right into it because this is a gooder. Again, 101.9 FM, CITR, DJ Denise, Queer FM.
queens. Can you hear that? Drama. Queens. Can you hear that? Drama. When the mug is beat, life. Minty, life. Marvel Express for the double stack lashes. Life. To the bartenders who know exactly what I want, darling, thank you so much. Shot of tequila with a chase of pineapple. It's fresh. You're giving me life. And to my best friends, thank you. You're giving me life.
Make go away. I've got the pictures in my head of my head between the legs. I see girls in my building, I see girls on the train. I see pictures in my head, I can't make go away. I've seen this girl on the TV, see this girl in the mall. I see pictures in my head of my head between the legs.
Time to time, people ask me, hey Hypei, how do you drop your body weight from 230 pounds to 175 pounds? Or hey man, I've been really stressed out lately, what can I do to decrease the stress level, blow off some steam, and keep a positive attitude? The answer is simple, just run. Running is the reason I can lose 60 pounds, keep a positive mindset, meet new people, and be happy. This is not some cheesy advertisement, this is real life testimony. Join the UBC Fun Run Club outside the Student Recreational Center on Mondays and Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for group runs. For more information, make sure you visit runubc.com or connect with us on Facebook by searching UBC Fun Run Club. You can also spread the word by tweeting about us, hashtag RunUBC.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, doing my teeny tiny little thing. Oh, enjoying myself. And so, I had that cool, I finally found the thing I was talking about with the LA Pride March before my caller calls in. I'm looking at the LA Weekly. This is dated June 5th, 2017. Why LA's Pride Parade will look very different this year. For the second year in a row, a systemic shift is shaking up Los Angeles LGBT Pride. On Sunday, June 11th, the traditional Pride Parade will be replaced by a more political-minded resistance march. This unprecedented change follows on the heels of the drama that surrounded 2016's festivals, when a group under the hashtag #NotOurPride threatened to boycott the weekend-long Bacchanal, primarily because the event's organizers, Christopher Street West, rebranded Pride as a millennial-focused music festival at the perceived exclusion of older community members. The movement behind this year's change was for Los Angeles to participate in the simultaneous marches of resistance against Trump's Trump administration, the Trump administration, which are being held in a number of cities across the U.S., United States, including New York, Austin, Texas, Seattle, and Washington, D.C., dubbed hashtag Resist March. This protest procession aims to carry the torch sparked by January's successful Women's March. Hashtag Resist March was built around the concept of standing in solidarity for all human rights, explains Brian Pendleton, a CSW board member. The march is meant to be a celebration of humanity that is all part and parcel of the LGBTQ community. We are immigrants, we are women, we are seniors, we are communities of color, and on and on. Very few communities encompass so many different types of Americans. This sense of solidarity permeates Los Angeles's queer community and has turned adversaries into allies. In early April, Pendleton reached out to Peter Cruz, the spokesperson for Not Our Pride, and extended an invitation to join the hashtag Resist March community. A committee, in accepting with no hesitation, Cruz said in a separate interview, I first saw Brian's post on Facebook in January and thought the march was a great idea. Given the current political and social climate, I feel it is important to send a message that Los Angeles's LGBT community is united in resisting any efforts to take away our rights and our freedoms to live our lives as we are. The march commences at 8 a.m. at the intersection of Hollywood and Highland. Following a series of speeches, the protest procession will move westward into West Hollywood along Santa Monica Boulevard and end at Almont Drive at the threshold of the parade, the Pride Festival. While the event won't feature the jovial floats and vehicles of previous parades, more than 100 organizers, the Los Angeles LGBT Center, the Human Rights Campaign, ACLU, Lambada Legal, Planned Parenthood, and the Gay Men's Choir, to name a few, will be participating. The march will consist of one of the largest LGBTQ coalitions that I have seen in my lifetime. Cruz says, I believe that it's fair to say that these organizations represent a large majority of LA LGBTQ community. I expect June 11th to be a historic and powerful one. While the support of the march is substantial, it is not unanimous. Oh, there are a few folks who have expressed their displeasure that an LGBTQ rights march has replaced the pride, has replaced the parade this year, Cruz says. My understanding is that they feel that pride should be a celebration, not a protest. One such dissenter is David Watterson, a professional stilt walker who has performed in some of the biggest pride parades on the West Coast, including San Francisco, San Diego, Long Beach, and Los Angeles. So the thing I always look forward to is the blanket of love and support that our community pulls up over itself and everyone who attends, Watterson recently posted on social media. There is a great feeling of love, hope, and joy that overtakes everyone in attendance. This year, one of the companies I work with will not be participating because of the change. To be clear, there is no Pride Parade in LA this year. This is not just a change in the theme of the parade. The parade was canceled and replaced with a resistance march. Gone is the feeling of celebration. Don't get me wrong, no one was more upset than me when Trump was announced president. I literally had nightmares for weeks and felt like there was no love or hope left in our country. I am all for a separate march to resist on a different day, but I will miss our parade of love and hope. Watterson also touches on an aspect of the march that few are acknowledging. Since hashtag resist march is considerably more politically charged than its past incarnates, more companies that would normally participate as a gesture of pro-LGBT support are focusing on sitting on the sidelines. I think it's too bad that companies and agencies that might very well be pro-pride and pro-gay but can't possess a partisan opinion, are not going to have their chance to participate in the fun and emotional connection of a parade, says Paul Bichard, a local theater critic and longtime Angelonian. It should also be noted that the concept of Pride Parade originated in Los Angeles in 1970. America's various LGBT communities were still strategizing on how to commemorate the anniversary of the now historic Stonewall riots, the catalyst for the modern queer movement. While New York and San Francisco opt for protest marches, LA desired something bigger, grander, and more unique. As the advocates said, over 1,000 homosexuals and their friends staged not just a protest march, but a full-blown parade down world-famous Hollywood Boulevard. In this respect, the Pride Parade is ingrained in LA's LGBT DNA, as is evolution, says Pendleton, was quick to point out. Traditions are meant to be built on the preservation of simultaneously... Oh, I'm getting a phone call. Let me take that. Here we go. Queer FM? Have I got you there? Queer FM, hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
This is Indrid calling from Lemon Tree Creations. I was told to call this number.
Yes.
Today, at this time.
Indrid, can you please introduce yourself and tell people where you're calling from? This is Queer FM. Yes, you are calling the correct number.
Okay, great.
Yes. Please, you're on air, so please introduce yourself. Tell people where you're
calling.
Yes.
I'm Indrid Kasapi, and I'm the artistic producer of Lemon Tree Creations in Toronto.
Amazing. Are you in Toronto now?
I'm in Toronto right now, yes.
Sweet. 3 hours ahead. Okay.
Yeah.
You're almost going into...
It is lunchtime here.
Yes, yes.
And it's a rainy day. It's kind of like a Vancouver weather.
Oh, wow. Well, Vancouver is enjoying lovely sun right now, but we do have our rain, so wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, yes. Now, so you're coming to the Queer Arts Festival, which is coming up really quick and soon. Now, tell us about MSM, Men Seeking Men, and what it's all about.
MSM is a dance theater piece that delves into the world of men seeking men online via for various different reasons. And so it's accompanied by live beats by a DJ, electronic beats. And so there's some of the transcripts, some of the actual transcripts of conversations that men have with other men online. They're paired up with... contemporary movement.
Amazing. Wow. This is going to be exciting. Now, How is the show relevant today? Like, I heard you talking about men dating, you know, online dating there too. So how is this relevant today?
Well, I just think, you know, we were talking about this the other day in terms of our community becoming a bit more insular because of the dating apps. Oh. And there are sort of exciting things about GPS dating apps that allow for us to connect much faster. Information is spread also faster, and also it's safer in a way, because back in the day, if you needed to connect, you needed to sort of, you know, find a way to find these secret clubs or go to the parks, let's say, to find connection, right?
Right.
So it was a bit more dangerous to sort of, you had to put yourself out there.
Mm.
Whereas now you can do it in the comfort of your own home or your own phone at any point. And so it's easier for us to connect, and I think it's faster, but it's also created a world where I think we've just become a bit more insular, just a bit more around our world, a bit more selfish, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are pluses and minuses, I think, and the show kind of tries to delve into that.
Ooh, amazing.
Into that world.
And that, what was the inception behind the creation of this show? Like,
yeah, that's a good question. The inception is that about 4 years ago now, I was cleaning my old computer because my parents were going to take it. And as I was going through it, I found a lot of transcripts that were saved of my conversations with men when I was 16 via the MSN chat room.
Oh, wow.
They had been saved in my computer automatically. And so I started reading them, of course, and I just was fascinated by the conversations I was having at 16. And it became a bit of a journey of my own sexuality via those conversations. And so immediately I started printing them, and I saved them, and I had been wanting to work on something that had movement and electronic beats, so I thought this was just the perfect match, and that's sort of how it all started, how it all began.
That's so amazing. That's so cool that the action of your parents about to take that computer brought about this whole show.
Yes.
That's so great.
Yes. Exactly, yeah.
And
reading the conversations, like kind of going, wow, I actually, you know, how I immediately my feeling was like, wow, this is dangerous at 16 to be having these conversations in a way. But I never felt unsafe when I was 16.
Right.
It's just, it was the, you know, late 20s me kind of going, wow, I can't believe I had these conversations at 16.
Oh, totally. I can imagine. Pretty eye-opening.
Yeah. Yeah, and totally frank conversation around sex and sexuality, which, you know, who was going to teach me? I mean, my immigrant parents loved me very much, but, you know, sex is taboo. And so who teaches our generation about sexuality and sex, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. You just pick it up as you go along, like you get your little experiences here and there, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, my.
So I have an affinity to that world because it did provide a safe space for me to learn more about myself and sex,
And I'm pretty sure some of the people that you were talking to were teaching you some things, like, because you were behind a keyboard at the time, like you didn't right away run out and meet them all right away. Like,
absolutely.
I'm sure you had to have some little chats first, and so you'd be I remember those times when I was a teenager just pretending I knew it all, but like just fishing for more information.
Totally. I mean, this was the time of the dial-up, right? So like, even going online, the whole like house knew that you were online kind of thing.
Oh yeah, everything just came to a crawling stop, right? Oh my gosh.
But it did provide a bit of a safe sort of space to kind of ask questions, you know, and have other men tell you about what it is that turns them on that's completely different from what you're told or what you think, you know?
Right.
So it opens up your sort of ability to envision sexuality as fluid and much larger than just sort of the one version that's like heteronormative and, you know, or one sort of technique or one style, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
It just sort of opens you up. Sort of be able to even imagine that your sexuality is always growing and fluid and sort of immense, you know?
Yes, and I feel like our imaginations were a lot better back then because we didn't have this internet age, and just writing. Writing was so important, and visualizing what words meant, you know, it was so important. You know, we didn't have all this porn and stuff stuffed in our faces as much back then.
I feel like
that was more intuitive.
I always say porn as in a way kind of destroyed, you know?
Yeah, the imagination.
Especially, I feel like gay sex, because it's kind of created this world where it needs to be like this,
right?
You know, I don't want to condemn. I don't want to get sued by the porn company.
No,
but,
not at all. But yeah,
because I think, you know, they have validity, absolutely. But I do think that, in a way, like, we've lost that sort of like ability to just connect and imagine and sort of explore each other's bodies without having some sort of expectation of doing it a certain way. You know,
right? And it's the narrative in porn is just like it's. I don't know. It's so different.
Yeah.
It's not real. I don't feel like it's as real as like what you're talking about. Totally. Like,
And you know, and like some people like actually prefer that it's not real. Like they like that.
Oh,
porn,
yeah. Right.
You know, but in a way, it has created some sort of like way of some sort of expected way of, you know, performing sex.
Right.
You know.
Yes. Yeah. So. Oh my gosh. Now tell us about Lemon Tree and the work that that you do in Toronto and beyond.
Lemon Tree is a queer theater company that we started in 2008 in Toronto. So we've been around we're going to celebrate our 10-year anniversary next year, which is exciting. We create pieces and theater and movement as well. Based on sort of current themes that we are interested in.
Okay.
A lot of them have to do with queer themes. And last year we produced the world premiere of Body Politic, which told the story of Canada's most important queer publication, The Body Politic.
Amazing. Nice.
And so that's basically the company. It's still a baby company, but we've been around for a bit, and this is our first tour. And we're coming across the country, which we're thrilled to be able to come to Queer Arts Festival in Vancouver.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow. That's so great. And now I wanted to make sure people could get a hold of you, too, before you go away. How can people connect with you on social media?
They can connect via our Twitter, which is LT Creations, or on Facebook, Lemon Tree Theatre Creations, as well as on Instagram, LemonTree__Creations. And they can get all of the information on our shows and also our tour dates.
Oh, yeah. And so Queer Arts Festival is coming up soon. Now, during your show, should the audience have their phones on during the show?
Yes. We definitely recommend they have them on. They can, you know, most of the performers are available via the dating chats as well.
Okay.
So you feel free to, you know, compliment us on how much you love the show. Or ask people out for a drink. Absolutely.
Wow.
So,
oh my God.
What we do is when we come into town, we try to connect with community via the apps and let them know that we're here and that we're doing the show and they should come check us out.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Wow. Yeah. It's only a 1-hour long show. We encourage people to have a drink and just join in on the conversation. I think we're interested in sort of the piece, starting a conversation so that then it continues with our audiences after.
Oh, wow. Okay, at June 2nd and 21st at 7 p.m.
June 20th and 21st,
Oh, 21st, okay. So at 7 p.m. at the Roundhouse Community Center is where we can find you guys, all of you.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. This is so amazing. I'm really excited that this show is happening in Vancouver and you're bringing
it. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, we're just thrilled and honored to be there.
Oh, my gosh. And I'll be happy to meet you. I'll make my way to the front as well. But thank you very much for calling us. And you know, do you have any things to say to people listening in?
I think we talked all about what this show is about and our excitement of the show as well. So we look forward to seeing them either on the apps or at the show.
Amazing, Indrit. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for calling and taking the time out of your afternoon in beautiful Toronto, even though it's rainy.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. We're just hanging out. We're talking about the Queer Arts Festival. And I have a little PSA to play, so check this out. Here we go.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions. Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Spend all my time not worrying. I wanna find the one to spend all of my days. I want it to be you. I'm crazy for you, babe. Ooh,
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, playing you tunes, musics, you name it, interviewing people, doing it all. Ha. Oh, what? Something just started playing. Anyways, moving on. So I was just finishing up chatting about the LA Pride Resistance. So everybody make sure to hashtag Resist March if you can. Well, Queer FM is gonna do that. We'll be looking out for friends that also will be doing that as well. Moving on, I was just looking around the world at what's happening. Bisexuality takes center stage in Tel Aviv Pride Parade. This is dated June 6, 2017, in the Times of Israel. Focus on bisexuals, part of effort to highlight marginalized groups within the LGBTQ community. Tel Aviv kicks off the Middle East's largest week of Pride celebrations, with Friday's scheduled 200,000 plus strong Pride Parade set to cap off a week of rainbow-infused parties and cultural events. The theme of the parade this year is bisexual visibility, making it one of the largest parades in the world's celebration, in the world celebrating bisexuality. Each year, members of Tel Aviv's LGBTQ community choose a theme for the week of events in June. Past themes included last year's Women of Change and Transgender Visibility the year before. The Pride Parade is a really fun event that unites the community, but is also a really political event, says Nomi Shushari, the chairperson of the Bi-Pan Poly Forum of Aduna, the Israeli National LGBT Task Force. It's an opportunity for the community to say these are the issues that are important to us. Bi-Pan Poly stands for bisexuality, pansexuality, and polysexuality. The two latter of which are non-binary extensions of bisexuality. In the past, the themes for Tel Aviv's Pride Parade used to be very general. Things like proud families and we're all equal, says Shursosi. Then there was a specific choice from within the community that allows the greater groups to be heard. Then there was a specific choice from within the community that allowed the weaker groups to place a place to be heard. The more The move toward highlighting marginalized communities within the LGBT community started 2 years ago when the parade celebrated the transgender community. Last year, the focus was on women and people who identify as women. It's really nice that they decided to make it about women, because sometimes gay pride events can be really male-dominated. Miranam Fine, a 25-year-old lawyer from London, said at last year's parade, Circe said that a meaningful theme for the parade remains resonant even after the last balloons float away. She noted that while many people have gay and lesbian acquaintances, very few bisexual people are out of the closet as bisexual. Even within the gay and lesbian community, bisexuals are often ostracized. Before we can talk about our needs, first we have to say hi, we're here and we exist, says Sorcy. She hopes that more political themes will enable the Tel Aviv Pride Parade to hark back to the roots of Pride parades, which started as a political demonstration to show the size and support of the community. I want to be less commercial and more political, she says. I want us to move from this happy party of we're all equal to let's unite as a community to fight for equal rights. In the week leading up to the parade, the rainbow festoons streets of Tel Aviv will feature dozens of bars boasting pride parties, in addition to an LGBTQ film festival at the Cinematheque and many other events, including drag race in stilettos down the steps of Dingendorf Center. Ooh, that seems dangerous. Police on high alert to ensure that the parade goes ahead without issues. On Sunday, officers arrested a man in Beni Barak on suspicion of threatening the upcoming parade in a Facebook post. During the 2015 Pride Parade in Jerusalem, 16-year-old Sharia Banksy was murdered and several others injured. Many injured. Oh, that's not very good. By Yersi Sensi, an ultra-Orthodox extremist protesting the parade. The Tel Aviv municipality places a large emphasis on Pride Week, since it is a huge draw for international tourists. More than 30,000 came to Israel for Pride Week last year. Last year, the LGBT community was incensed when the tourist ministry announced it would spend $11 million, $2.86 million on advertising to attract European visitors for Pride Week. This is 10 times the amount of the annual state funding for LGBT groups. After those groups threatened to cancel their participation in Pride Week, the finance minister announced that it would give gay and transgender groups $11 million over 3 years. Circe said that last year, fighting demonstrations that power that LGBTQ groups can harness. These are budgets that will continue and renew each year. It's really happening, she says. It shows what a community can do when we work together. Oh, wow. I'm really excited I want to go to Tel Aviv now and enjoy Pride. That's super, super cool. Oh, my. The weather looks amazing from the pictures. I can post all of these photos and the links to the news on the Queer FM Facebook page. So follow me. Click Like. We are Queer Vancouver Radio. Just give us a little like. I'm always updating the page, and most of the stuff actually tweets out to Twitter. So also, if you would like to follow Queer FM on Twitter, you can. It is just Queer Van. All you do is to type in at Queer Van and you'll find us. And also, if you want to find me, I'm DJ Denise 0477 on Twitter. And I'm always tweeting and twittering all over the place. If you haven't lost your love for Twitter. Alrighty. I have one more PSA to play, and then I'm going to get into my events for the week that are LGBT in our lovely city of Vancouver. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM, and I am DJ Denise.
Forgot.
You f- dip it. I can't believe.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do. Okay. Do you want me to voice it? I
can voice it. Yeah, please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
Forgot.
You f- dip it. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge.
No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians! That's right! Russians, Ruskies, Communists, Communists! Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. You're listening to Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. Whew, what a week, what a week. It's been amazing. There's so many different events happening around the city, and I am glad to announce and talk to you about them. All right, well, so the weekend looks like when most of the fun is happening. I see another Story Lie Saturday special happening, June 10th. 9 p.m. till 10:30 at Café de Soleil, 2096 Commercial Drive in Vancouver. Make sure to get there early because it is a tough place to get a seat after they start to fill up. So, from what I can tell, there are astonishing stories from actor Byron Bertram, comedian Morgan Cranny, poet Angelica Porsky, and comedian Marlene Sudersky, and Allison McCrane in an improv person. Oh, yesterday I know was Queer Prov that popped up in my news feed as well. Following into the weekend, I'm just trying to see what's happening on Sunday, because Saturday seems to be all story lie for me. What have I got? Sunday. There's a free tour. Oh, it's Italian Days on the Drive. Queers and Beers is also happening. Oh man, this weekend's gonna be great. So the free tour For all you people who are into beer, the Big Rock Brewery from 12 till 5 p.m. is hosting tours of Big Rock Urban Eatery. So you can get yourself a free drink. It says, join us on June 11th as we take you on a free tour of Big Rock Brewery in Vancouver, which is at 310 West Avenue in Vancouver. Our amazing BRU guides will be on site with from 12 p.m. till 5 p.m. to entertain and educate you with our brew facilities and the Big Rock story. After the tour, enjoy complimentary samplers and our fresh, delicious beer made right on site. Ooh. So, all you lovely people, you want to get a free little test drink? It's right in the middle of Vancouver, close to Science World. If you need any ideas on directions and where the place is. So, yes, what I was talking about Italian Day, which is going to be great. The whole, all of the streets and commercial drive are going to be shut down. That, I always love the night before, like the Saturday, when they're getting ready for Italian Day on the drive. All the tents start popping up early in the morning. All that business. They've got great street vendors. It looks like, so from 12 p.m. till 8 p.m., commercial drive will be shut down. So that's also June 11th. Ooh, this weekend's going to be fun. It's just time to be out in the sun and enjoying. And my final thing that I was looking at there was... Where was I? I had one more. Oh, Queers and Beers. Yes, can't forget Queers and Beers. Now, that is happening at the Cobalt. And it usually has a nice early start, so you could go from your Italian days and your free beer drinking at the Big Rock. And head to the Cobalt for Queers and Beers, the summer edition, 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. And yeah, that just sounds like a really amazing event. So again, if you don't know where the Cobalt is, I have 917 Main Street is where the Cobalt is located. Make sure to get down there. Well, you won't be having any more free beers, but there will be beers served. So I'm sure after you've had some free beers, you'll be into paying for some beers. There will be 26 BC beers on tap. Special cast, vintage tunes, spin by Body Part and Pony Boy. Oh, cool. And there'll be some food trucks and cider, a full hard bar available, dancing drag with the Man Up Crew after party. So you have to be 19. Sorry, people, that if I'm making this sound exciting to all you youngsters out there. But yeah, you have to be 19 plus to get into this event. Ooh. Whoops. All right, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. Got some more music to get into. Destinique. I feel the love. I feel the love of this weekend. It's going to be great. Excited. All together,
one desire here in our hands. We're united survivors through all the pain. Such a feeling tonight that we'll never regret. Promise and heartbreak we live to forget. Oh no. I feel the love, I feel the love.
sweet harmony. All these dreams and fantasies within our reach will be the spark that ignites all the colors tonight. An eternal force they will never divide. So hold on.
Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me. This is new to you. Initially, I didn't wanna fall, but you gathered my attention. It was all for you. So don't take advantage. Don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location? Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love off a subsweet, so let's get personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Send me your location. Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you.
I don't need nothing else but you.
Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Nothing else but you. Don't.
service. If I'm worth it, don't mean I'm perfect. I'm pushing out a limit, I ain't trying to stay in it. They say, you're ungrateful, you think too far ahead. Don't you see what's right in front of you? Use your head. I use my heart instead, I never traded for a ticket to your walking dead. I drop my heart in every track, watch it overflow. Blood, sweat, tears on my mic at the show. Could drown any motherfucker in my ill flow. They'll just say I'm really good for a girl though. No place in the books written. Out of history, though, but look for cooks, so I keep spitting. For all the aliens, I rise above the clones. It's a time to feel alone, but the stage is my home.
How is it that a like is worth more than a hug? Legal is booze, but weed is a drug. Wearing high heels up in the club while your feet are going numb. Still wear such visual beings, we'll get caught up on the two things most impermanent, our bodies and our stuff. Neither moves with us unless you want to be burdened again, in which case you will be reborn in human form and start again. Every day I'm thanking God for my paper and my pen, cause that's the only way I keep myself zen. Yeah, that's the only way I keep myself zen. A penny for your thoughts, well, that's more than I can spend. Plus, I will ascend up to the next step sooner than later. I'm just trying to get my paper up and then go hibernate up in the hills where I belong. I got good weed up in my bong. I'm waking up to nature's song, understanding that in life nothing seems to go wrong. It's a blessing or a lesson, so I keep on moving on. On and on and on, on and on and on. Individuality, what made me hate society, sold me sexuality, and then they tried to blinden me before my spirituality. They really kept their eyes on me. Now I got three on them, so I guess that's just some irony. The conception of black lungs came from many a session. I think about oppression, popping pills just for depression. Priest masturbates to all your deep and dark confessions, the human curse that you've been stuck with since conception. I speak up and I'ma get all your attention. My rhymes cause your kids to get stuck up in detention, cause they be bringing up alternative reflections. I'm iller than these chicks and I'm harder than erections. On and on and on. Why we rushing by in this lifetime, stuck in the fast lane, speeding on by. When at the end of the road, we all reaching the red light, still we're stuck between the lines. Yo, that shit ain't right. If you value books just as much as you value money, then read progress. But here's a little secret for you dummies. They're made of the same thing, so I find it kind of funny. Cause you trade the dollar for your soul. But you can't read G, and they can't run me. Although they always try, that's why I keep my peace. Meditate, open my third eye. I got yoga for my body, ganja for the mind. Nah, I'm never left behind, I'm way ahead of my time and I'll be getting mine. I'm giving that shit a new meaning for the dollar, never fiending, cause I got all that I need, see? Food to eat, a bed to sleep, a mouth to speak, and all I ever seek is peace.